he understands it because of where Louisiana is. So, I want him to do one of the services recently, not at the highest level, not the flag level or the star level, but at what's called, what I would call the colonel or captain.
Anti-filtration bolts.
Here's what I have in mind. I think that for us. I'm not going to put something that we can get in that the other countries should do. I'd like to do some business along those lines. Be unconventional, so.
Yes, let me tell you what I've done on this circuit, how that deal is, the operations, the problem law. We've already started working serious. I've developed these cells. One of them is working on the European five foot of our situation. Be like after the MBFR, so where do we go in the future in Europe? And I've got another group working on the same thing with respect to Japan, Asia. Third group working on tactical nuclear weapons as they relate to this project. And so I propose that we do this, and we will not stamp these studies in a debatable sense. I will pass them over here. Everyone recognizes that they haven't been stamped.
Right.
They're not.
Nobody's going to say that.
Well, let me put it like this.
The Pentagon guessed wrong. The hell with that. I don't care what anybody guesses wrong. Right? It can make very, very dangerous. Let me tell you about what I'm doing. Probably not worth it. What I did with their could have made all the statements that were chosen. They know where the history and I were much more than it was. And I didn't want to go much further than that. Regarding the names and the direction of the terrible notes. All right. Once it was decided carrying it out, I'm not going to go with it. But because they would have a very critical way of handling this thing. Whenever it's used for that, you should announce that what you do. So I should go and tell them that the Russians are still in the Russians. I should go and tell them, announce that I was canceling the Russian summit because they want us to be in a position of having that canceled, and we have our bomb in mind. I know we had a bomb in mind. The question of canceling that is my question. We were in the political of Russia in a position of still having the investment going on, and he said, and he was certain that they could cancel the summit, then he left the position. All right, show you how I hear and come from the outside. I said, well, hey, I'm not screwed it up. I'll check it out. So I sat across the street and said, I support it. Comments that I support it wrong. I think this is the out of your mind. Let that cancel. And that's the result. But it was good that they have the result. But I hope you don't have a big answer. Well, frankly, I didn't. I bring something very well on the table. Turned out for UNC. Going all the way we did. We're a bomb on. They didn't cancel this on. The group was doing. All right. Now there's another thing that involved this one, which is much the same way. Whenever we make trouble over something, in fact, that's what I'm supported by. I'm all very young. There's so often that I'm on my mind. I'm And then finally, when I saw that they just weren't going to sell, rather than having sent a wire to people back to the United States, they said that the president go on television and says, announce that they have stonewalled us and announce to the American people and explain to the American people that we're going to reserve the bombing from our Vietnam. And his point was, I had to rally the American people to do it just like me. Well, this I didn't mean any outside help. I was acquiring that. I said, go bomb, but I'm not going to go on television. I said, come back and campaign for rallying the American people in order to stop invasion of Iran. On this occasion, we will be rallying the American people and the American people that have got peace. No rallying. All of them are depressed. The other point is that if I go on television, I will be on. If we go on television, say that negotiating is really done, you're starting to bomb, and we will stop it as soon as they agree to negotiate, then they're an impossible facing position. They never do it. I said, you can't do it. I said, the best thing to do, you just got to do it. And that's the way it came out. And you can see what happened. By just going ahead and doing it, first, it caught my entire surprise. We didn't stir up the jackals here. The jackals here didn't catch up until after we quit, practically. And as a result, the North Vietnamese were able to come back to the North by not going on and putting it to them. They were able to come back and claim that, well, we're open. I didn't mind them. How did they came back and settled? And also, by never trying to say that they had come back as a result of the bombing, which we did. They allowed them to settle. You see what I'm getting at here? So, in this whole area, we may think that we know everything, but we need to have some other things expressed in terms of that. And I think that there's too much dependency on the successful market. We may not have it. I think we're all judging. I think we probably and we have to say what I think. But on the other hand, we know the best thing of the Defense Department and the State Department and the CIA on this sort of thing. Not a sort of sterile, antiseptic way in which each representative presents it to the NSC. You have to have that too. It finally has to get down to their crutch. So, well, this is where we stand for the real prayer. I understand that. That's all. But in a way that from time to time ideas come in, that might weigh out me. But I might decide, oh my God, that's no good. Certainly, it isn't. So I just wanted to encourage you that I appreciate you talking to Al about it a little, because Al had seen me over there, and having been in the NSC system, knows exactly what you have to get the ideas in, because he knows the problems, and he won't undercut me. That's basically Al's plan. And he may have some ideas here as to how this could be set up. He shouldn't do it. Been in it so long. Whether it's helpful. But I like to encourage younger officers to write them in the Navy. I say younger officers, captains, commanders, captain, colonel, and colonel. There is guys at that age are just about what? How old would a new captain be? 45.
Well, not that big. Around 40.
All right, they're just about 40 to 45. Those are the guys who have experience, etc. And don't do a lot of guys with younger. Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what we have in mind. Just keeping it at the colonel and captain level.
Good.
I'm going to be able to make some transfers quick now from the operational side of my staff to the planning side now.
Good.
Operations have really dropped off. I don't mean necessarily to transfer any individuals, but I'll transfer the billets and I'll select the designation for this kind of work.
Yeah, you know the ones. There are some guys that are great operators and aren't really guys. You've got political ties to what you have to politics. I would use some of those guys that have their experience in how to be a government. These guys, they know what Corona War is. They know how to deal with populations. They know what to do. Those boys were in the government. And just bounce around the boys were in the chief's meeting. And I want to hear.
not asking them to take any heat if they're wrong, everybody's wrong. That's one of the troubles, that some of the people are so bad and scared to say anything. The boss doesn't want to hear, and you know, they're the best of us. I don't mean that, I don't mean that they should put it in the papers. That's unforgivable. Nobody has advice on why not should ever put it out publicly. But internally, you should put out the shovels in the provider's mind. We gotta hear them. Great.
Yeah, I love it, sir. I think that's one of the weaknesses of the charts is people try to cover them up, you know.
Right.
Get on both sides of the question. Right. See that all the time around the town.
Oh, sure.
Well, I think I know exactly what you want to share in that.
Well, I don't know how it'll work out when Henry gets back by building. We'll try to get the building. He's very impatient, of course. He's very experienced. He's still some people who are interested in that. So, on the other hand, he will see the need for this, and at least in an isolated way. It recognizes that he has an assassin. That's why I want to know what you think of it. He is an army paragon. So like there are just a lot of modern minds in the military that ought to be in some sort of concern. Not just on what kind of a carrier we have, see?
Yes, sir. Henry Clayton is supreme officer. He says there's not a chance in the world anyone ever mistake me for an intellectual.
Well, I think one thing that I hope that they don't put their information behind us. But all this business about the house, the bills that we have to get out of the investment, the assumption goes along with that goal. So that would come to the next slide of the question. We've already done that. You know, the new budget takes into account the fact that Vietnam's over.
Yes.
It's based on that. And so we're going to fight that battle and fight it. The recognition that 60% of the budget goes to personnel. I'm aware of that too. But it's a terribly hard fight in this Congress.
Well, I've been working with the day on it. I'm just meaning the avenue of this opening statement with all the neighbors.
Oh, yeah.
And when we're coming down, we're going to try to make this crystal clear. I can make the same speeches along that line. You know, the Commonwealth of Texas.
Great.
Right.
How do they? How are they?
Oh, right.
This is essentially the first one.
Oh, yeah. Just like
how do they react? That's a great audience.
Oh, that's right. That's good. I asked a question there about now.
What you talking about? The services? Vietnam?
No, I talked about the border view and the fact that we were involved. Now that it's been inevitable, we could turn it, but that we have these interests, and that, you know, you said that we didn't have confrontations because we had interests.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, yeah, we had conversations, so they have not pointed that.
That's right.
And I got to touch on the energy crisis to show how we might have a conflicting interest over this Sunday. And why we had to be strong and that you were successful in negotiations that made possible because we weren't strong, and this is why we had to stay strong. And then I went through the what's happened to the test budget and showed that as a matter of fact, that not increased by the neighbor. And that, you know, that power has already been reordered along those lines, showing what percentage of the real match product of the federal budget was on. And I had all kinds of questions that I don't know that, but
sure.
Then I had a TV press conference, and they asked me, what has the war done to the military man, the military forces, what you said? Christmas, they were bombing in the Texas, and fight all this, but day after day and night after night, they've been told that what they're doing tomorrow is their country is wrong. And so I just disciplined and stuck my hand out. And I said, I was talking to the press, and I said, that you people have my help. And I said, we've done this side of you. And I said, you don't have a solution. You never have a solution. You blow the problem. And then they all got on and said, well, it wasn't me. They said, it's not me. And I said, well, it's not you. I'm not a problem. So,
sure.
So we had a San Francisco thing.
Oh, yeah, that's the one, but then it's great.
Yes.
Well, they put them all together.
I'm going out to go. I'm trying to go to the university. I'm going out to go to all my students to bring them out. University.
Get your speakers out and announce them, kind of get them out. And I have a big statement for the rest of them. And let them speak proudly of our men, our Philadelphia, and all our men. Let us speak proudly of American foreign policy. The fact that it's the most selfish war in the country that we've fought. And you probably have considered going down and visiting for a bunch of damn criminals.
Yeah.
See, this whole amnesty department.
Oh, I mean, I had
to totally wrong. I mean, what are you kidding? Totally. I what you say?
Oh,
I said, I'm against it.
Probably opposed to it. I said, I'm against it. May you have all you like, and this may have all you don't like, but the Slave Service Act was passed by the elected representative of the people. And furthermore, what impact would this have on these citizens to sacrifice? So,
another way you could say it, they say, well, the president should provide amnesty and feed those wounds. Well, now look, if I were to provide amnesty to John Curtis, Jack has to do it. It is the drive of the hell of a lot of patriotic Americans, including two of them, that served right up the hall, wouldn't it?
Yes, sir.
It's worth them all.
Well, of course, we have another which, that sets a precedent so the young people say, well, after all, I'll get away next time. So, those are, you don't know how strong I support you at this point.
Well, I think if we don't want to do it, we can say, well, we have compassion, of course. A person must pay for, and he wants to disobey the law fine. There's a provision for conscientious objectors. They could have taken that job. They could all object conscientiously. Serve whatever the court says, or some of another there is that. But having decided not to go to the military, having decided to serve, and either serve or evade the draft, then pay the price. They're all up there growing up right. And losing an individual who decides to disobey the law. And he has a right. And he has a right to disobey the law. But then he has to take the consequences.
And I think that this would set a precedent. Damage the country, he is. I think we'll take
Well, good. You tell us.
Yes, sir. I'll have to call back.
If it's Vince, we can do it.
That'll be my next syllable. Well, we've had some